Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is John chapter 16, verses 5 through 15, and the Reverend James Bannock is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from St. John, the 16th chapter. But now I am going to him who sent me, and none of you asks me, where are you going? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Concerning sin, because they do not believe in me. Concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father, and you will see me no longer. Concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. Therefore, I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Pretty ominous. Sorrow and grief and fear fill every corner and every beating heart. We have come to Jerusalem here, to this upper room. He warned us three times, at least, that he would be arrested, that he would be beaten and crucified. You can feel it. The tensions are mounting all week between Jesus and his enemies. There are whispers of betrayal and arrest and murder. It certainly is not what we signed up for. This sweet baby born in Bethlehem, of whom the angels sang Gloria. The miracles we witnessed of healing diseases and calming nature and casting out demons and raising the dead. It was all so glorious. Come, follow me, he said, and I will make you fishers of men, for my kingdom belongs to such as these. And now on Holy Thursday in the upper room, he talks about leaving us. Jesus said, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. It's hard to understand how Jesus going away can be good for us. Jesus is going away because he is soon to fulfill all Scripture. What he has come to do on earth will soon be accomplished, all of it. He will become man, he will suffer, he will die, he will be buried, he will physically rise from the dead. He will buy us back from sin and death and the power of the devil, from hell itself, with his holy, precious blood and his innocent suffering and death. He has accomplished our salvation. He has accomplished our eternal joy. Luther paraphrases the words of Jesus like this to the disciples, but you must learn to forget about my physical presence for a little while and look to the Comforter. For my kingdom cannot be ushered in, nor can the Holy Spirit be given until I have died and departed this life. The coronation of the Messiah, Redeemer and King, has come. Salvation has indeed been won. Creation has been restored. Satan has been crushed and defeated. Sin is forgiven. Life everlasting is accomplished. Christ going to the Father in his glorious ascension, ascending among endless ranks of angels, declares to all creation, all is accomplished. Now is the day of the Holy Spirit, who will proclaim and preach Christ to the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment in this messianic age. Does sorrow and grief fill every corner of your life? Do you ever feel deserted by God? Life can be pretty overwhelming at times. It can feel ominous. We have known and experienced sorrow. Everyone in this room has experienced disappointment and grief and fear in our lives, leaving us with a grieving heart. This fallen world presents us with an unending line: cancer, divorce, debt, disaster, hate, loneliness, guilt, pain, doubt, fear, anxiety, depression, war, abuse, fights, jealousy, lust, sin, guilt, death, damnation. It's not what we signed up for. We put all our hope and dreams in that Christmas Eve baby, and we sang with the angels Gloria. We learned the Sunday school stories of Jesus working miracles and healing disease and calming nature and casting out demons and raising the dead. We sing Children of the Heavenly Father and I Am Jesus' Little Lamb. What do Jesus' words in the upper room mean for us as he talks about leaving us? Jesus said, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send the Helper to you, the Paraclete, the Comforter. All that Jesus has done has been accomplished for you and for me and for all the world. And the promise of the Holy Spirit, the transcendent comforter, as we sang, comes to deliver all that Christ has accomplished every day for us. All that Christ has done, the Holy Spirit now declares to us every single day. Jesus has sent the Holy Spirit to us to convict us concerning our sin. And through the preaching and reading and instruction of the Word, the Holy Spirit shows us our sin. And as Christians, that's a good thing. He convicts us of our doom without Christ. It is a gift that he shows us our total depravity, which we can say, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. This is the Helper, the Comforter, whom Jesus sends to you and to me and to all the world and to our children today and throughout our lives. Never are we God forsaken. Jesus sends the Holy Spirit to convict us of righteousness. Thanks be to God that the Holy Spirit puts Christ into our lives and into our hearts, into our faith through the preaching and the reading and instruction of the Word, as he is doing this very hour. The Holy Spirit comforts us today, and he helps us by giving us Jesus, your righteousness. Through the death and resurrection of Jesus, we are made right with God, reconciled to him. And this gift of the Holy Spirit is most sublime. He gives the perfect righteousness of Christ to us by planting that word of Christ into our ears, as he's doing right now, by washing the righteousness of Christ over us in baptism that is ours every day, by feeding us feeble children with the very body and blood of Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit surges that body and blood, his righteousness, through our body and soul. This is the helper, the comforter that Jesus sends to you and to me, and to our children, today and throughout our lives. Jesus has sent the Holy Spirit to us to convict us of judgment. Now, our judgment of sin is eternal hell indeed, but Christ has taken that judgment of our sin into his own flesh on the cross. He suffered our hell by being forsaken by God. He suffered our death by lying in the grave in the place of our judgment. Do you not know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death. For if we have been united with him in a death like this, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like this. Do you know who puts those words into your ears? And who works saving faith through them, and the assurance and the confidence of these words into you? It is the Helper, the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, as he is doing right now. We are acquitted. Our judgment is in Christ, and because of him we are judged to salvation and eternal life with Christ, with the resurrection of the body on the last day to live with him forever. That's our judgment. Yes, life gets ominous and we become sorrowful. We grieve at times. But we are not a people without hope. The Holy Spirit puts hope and comfort in us every single day, even as he holds the cross of Christ before our dying eyes. Have no fear, little flock. The Helper, the Comforter, will come in Christ Jesus today, every day, and into eternal life. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.